2J. If we come across talent and beauty in an ordinary environment, like a metro station, do we recognise it? Listen to the following true story and then answer the questions.
Bach in the subway. During rush hour on a cold morning in January, a man with a baseball cap entered a subway station in Washington, D.C., took out his violin, and started to play. He played 6 pieces by the composer Johann Sebastian Bach. The playing continued for about 45 minutes. During that time, about 1,100 people went through the station, most of them on their way to work or school. After 3 minutes playing, a middle-aged man noticed the musician. He stopped for a few seconds and then continued on his way. A minute later, the violinist received his first tip. A woman threw a dollar into the open violin case at his feet. She hurried on by without stopping or looking at him. A student leaned against the wall to listen to him. But the girl soon looked at her phone and started to run for a train. She was clearly late for class. The one who paid the most attention was a 3-year-old boy. His mother tried to hurry on past, but the child stopped to look at the violinist. He refused to move. Finally, the mother pulled hard, and the boy tagged behind her, dragging his feet and turning his head all the time. This action was repeated by several other young children. All the parents, without exception, hurried them along. None of them stopped to listen to the music with their children. In the 45 minutes that the busker played his violin, only 6 out of the hundreds of people who rushed past him stopped and listened for a while. He got tips from about 20 people who hurried by without stopping, collecting a grand total of $32. Finally, he stopped playing. No one noticed. No one applauded. No one recognized him. The busker was Joshua Bell, the Grammy Award-winning violinist, and in classical music circles, one of the most talented musicians around. He'd been playing some of the most intricate, difficult pieces ever composed for the instrument on a violin worth $3 million. 2 days before this experiment, his concert sold out at a theater in Boston, where the average price for a ticket was $100. Bell's incognito playing in the subway station was organized by the Washington Post as part of a social experiment. The question was this: if a world-famous musician and his $3 million fiddle brought some of history's most beautiful music to a rush hour crowd, would people stop and listen? Would beauty transcend the banal setting and the inconvenient hour? And the answer? Probably not.